Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, where it's a beautiful day. I think we're going to have some rain later, but it's a beautiful spring day, getting warmer, getting closer to summer. And today we're going to talk about indoor air pollution and what you can do about it. Because indoor air pollution is actually has been called the nation's number one environmental health problem by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. And actually, we have more pollution inside our houses than we do outdoor air pollution. Even in the smoggiest cities like Los Angeles, there's more indoor air pollution than inside homes than there is outside, because we have so many more toxic products that are being used inside the home, and they give off toxic chemicals, and it's an enclosed space. And so we need to do something about these things. And most of what I talk about on this show is about how we can remove toxic chemicals at the source that are emitting various pollutants into your indoor air. But there are times when you can't remove it, when you have something where there is an odor coming off of something, or like an example I'll give you is that a lot of times people call me and say, I live in a house where somebody had put mothballs in the closet, and I can't get that mothball smell out, and it's making me sick. Or somebody wants to buy a car, but somebody's used some kind of scented cleaner, and they can't get the perfume smell out. And these are the kinds of things that we're going to talk about today, because now there are new products that actually break down the molecular structure of the chemicals and odors so that you use the product and it's gone completely. The odor is gone completely. It never comes back. That's it. It's just gone. And it doesn't get absorbed into some carbon or something, and then you have polluted carbon that you have to go take to a hazardous waste dump or something. No, I'm kidding. You don't really have to do that. But carbon, when you use carbon, It can release, like a carbon air filter, it can release the pollutants back into the air. And these new products we're going to talk about today, in fact, they're being launched today, right here on this very show. This is the first time that they're available, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So my guest today is Kyle Knappenberger. He is the Director of Applications at Timelon Technology Acquisitions, LLC in Fort Myers, Florida. Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. Glad to be on the show today to talk about the EnviroCleanse line.
Yes. So this new line is called EnviroCleanse. Kyle has been on the show before talking about another line called OdorCleanse that was also made by this company. But what's really special about the new EnviroCleanse line is that it was specifically designed to remove certain toxic chemicals. That they have this great technology he's going to tell us about that can be tweaked and formulated to remove very specific chemicals. But first, Kyle, will you tell me how Timelon came to create this new line, EnviroCleanse?
Well, it's a fairly long story, but I'll give a shorter version of it here for you. As we got involved in this technology and acquired it a few years ago, we mentioned the OdorCleanse line of products. And it was a broad line of products that we launched and wanted to really solve a wide variety of different consumer odor issues is what it really came down to. And we weren't targeting, you know, folks with chemical sensitivities or anything at that time. You know, we were focused on pet or athletic odors, things that the average population is going to encounter on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Well, as we were doing that, one of the interesting side benefits that we really started to see with these products is that folks dealing with environmental illnesses or multiple chemical sensitivity started to, you know, find our products, started to learn about them, were using them and telling us all this wonderful feedback and testimonials about, you know what, this is allowing me to live my life in a better way. You know, I can now take my clothes to the laundromat or leave town because I don't have to worry about, you know, having to wash my clothes in a family member's, you know, laundry machine or washers. You know, we can use these products to mitigate some of these fragrances and perfumes and pollutants that we get encountered to. And that was something that, you know, we set out with our original products just to solve a broad variety of issues, but we really started to see, hey, there's a great need that these products, that if we design them in a way that is a more systematic approach and really hone them in to address different aspects that folks with multiple chemical sensitivity, that are afflicted with that, you know, we can really design a program to really help them out and to hopefully make their daily lives a little easier. And that was one of those wonderful things that we stumbled upon. And then as that happened, we started working with people more in depth in this market to really hone the products for this new line of products that we're launching today.
So I think that it's wonderful that you've done this, because this is something that has been a problem for people with multiple chemical sensitivities for many, many years. And I've experienced this problem where there are specific chemicals that are like the top three or four or five chemicals that we run into all the time. And things like fragrance specifically. Let's just start with fragrance, because I think that that's the biggest one that people are most concerned about. And people want to do things like buy clothing at used clothing stores, for example. And yet it's got these fragrances on it that are from the detergent, and you can't get them out. And, or like I mentioned earlier, that there's mothballs in a house, or maybe they want to buy a house that's perfect in every way, except that somebody's been spraying perfume all over the bathroom. And so trying to get fragrances out of any kind of product has been a huge problem in the past. And your products are really designed specifically for this as one of the things that they're designed for. And people who are sensitive to perfume or just don't like it can now get that odor out of products.
Yes, they can. And that is one of the things that we obviously wanted to focus in on with this new EnviroCleanse line with our multi-part part system. And our laundry enhancer is key for that. One of the very first calls, if you don't mind me stepping back a few years here, was with an individual who this was my very first exposure to multiple chemical sensitivity. It was a gentleman who came across our product, and he had the exact story that you just told us about. You know, they're trying to live, somewhat on a budget. He and his wife would, you know, they try to pick up clothes at secondhand stores when possible, just because of trying to save money, trying to live within their means, and have always had difficulty with that because of, you know, it's the fragrances, you know, that who yeah. knows who owned that article before them. And, you know, this gentleman said, you know, sometimes it'll take us several wash cycles to get it out. And then during that process, it may contaminate our wash machine
yes,
and dryer
exactly
as well.
Yeah.
And when we realized that our products really could start to do this, we started investigating this again many years ago, looking into the aspects of multiple chemical sensitivity or environmental illnesses, and really over the course of quite a long time, but more so over the last, you know, year or so, starting to understand it, to really have a product and a product line that can help these folks out.
Well, you do, and I applaud you greatly for doing it and accomplishing, having done such a great job with it. We need to go to break, But when we come back, I want you to explain the technology, because you've got this great technology that goes across all the products in your product line. And so I want you to explain this because it's so wonderful. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Kyle Knappenberger. He's the Director of Applications at Timelon Technology Acquisitions. And they have a new product line called EnviroCleanse, which you can see at EnviroCleanse.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Kyle Knappenberger. He's the Director of Applications at Timelon Technology Acquisitions, and they have a new product line being launched today called EnviroCleanse, which you can see at EnviroCleanse.com. Kyle, so tell us about the technology, because this is a basic technology that, listeners, it's a basic technology that is the core of all the products in the line, and it does a very specific thing to chemicals that is quite wonderful. Wonderful is just like the best word for me. So tell us about that technology.
Excuse me. The technology is a metal oxide based technology, and this is a process that is a patented process as well. Metal oxides are actually very common. They're earth minerals. You know, they're basically a major component in dirt, along with, you know, clays and other things. But the metal oxides inherently are safe materials, generally speaking. They also have the ability, in many cases, to break down a variety of chemicals. Well, what we've been able to do with our technology through this patented process is make them much more efficient at neutralizing and what we call destructively absorbing pollutants, chemicals, you know, all the different things that they may encounter. And this technology is very non-discriminating in terms of what types of chemicals it wants to react with and break down. And our technology is also based off of different types of metal oxide compounds. We have multiple metal oxides where they each have broad capabilities, but they may have an area that they're better at than perhaps another metal oxide. So that allows us to have a multi-component product, and we can talk about those products in a moment. But in essence, by having these different compounds, we can, in different ratios, put them together to target specific, you know, as we were talking about earlier, different types of fragrances or pollutants, to make sure that we're addressing the classes of chemicals or compounds that we need to for that particular application. So if we have something like our EnviroCleanse mobile air system with an air cartridge, you know, and we've got that in a home, you know we want to be addressing fragrances and you know, VOC types of compounds, so we've got the right blend in that cartridge so that we can best address those types of chemicals that may be off-gassing in that airspace. Other types of technologies that are out there may use different chemistries, but we really like to be able to use a broad chemistry, fundamentally shift them towards the specific need or application, because multiple chemical sensitivity, you know, it's not just one or two chemicals. It's a right. whole host of different things that can trigger folks. So, yes, we want to kind of point them in the right direction to the chemicals we need, but not limit to those chemicals.
So I want to make sure that we say that this basic technology, you've mentioned the laundry product and you've mentioned the mobile unit, but I want to make sure that the listeners know that you've actually created a line of products that address three different areas of how it can be applied. And one is for air spaces. So there's a mobile unit that is in a metal box and has wheels on it. And it's I like that term, mobile unit. Other people would call it an air filter. But I understand this is the mobile unit for the technology delivery.
Yes, and, that is correct. You know, yeah. it is a three-component system. You know, when you talk about your personal environment that, you know, you're living in, you've got the airspace, you've got the various surfaces, whether they're carpets, rugs, you know, just the contents in your house, your laundry, you know, that. So that's the three components, your airspace, your surfaces, and your content. And we wanted to address all of those things because the surfaces, the contents are all contributing to the air quality issues perhaps. And by utilizing all these products in harmony, really, you can attack the different problems to build up a much better personal environment.
Yes. I think it was very wise that you did that because you do, you know, when you're looking at indoor air quality problems, you really want to look at the source. And I was talking earlier about removing the source altogether, like taking a plastic item that is off-gassing VOCs out of the space altogether. But sometimes you can't do that. And so if you can then eliminate the odor right there on the countertop or whatever, it's a lot better than having it emit and then running an air filter. And so EnviroCleanse has given you these three different tools to be able to use whichever one is best to handle the odor that's going on. We're going to need to go to break pretty soon, but I think I can ask you this question. You can answer it in a minute and a half. I want to ask you specifically about one of the metals is titanium dioxide. And I know that some people are going to look at this and go, oh, titanium dioxide, we're not supposed to use that because of things that are going on in the world of personal care products and toxicity things. But you said something very interesting to me about testing things in different ways and that we shouldn't always be looking at the MSDS sheets and expecting the product to be having the same. You go ahead. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah. That is one question we do often get about, you know, different compounds. Metal oxides, though, are as I said, you know, generally they're safe materials. The one that you mentioned there, the titanium dioxide, there are some titanium dioxides out there that some folks may have some issues with. But what's important is, you know, not every compound, even if it's the same compound, is not the same. You know, they come from different places. They come from different sources. They have different physical characteristics to them that all of these things, you know, size, purity, form, impact the safety of a material. And we have, you know, gone above and beyond what most folks do with their compounds. And we've had independent testing done on these materials to, you know, to verify their safety through all routes of exposure, but most importantly, the way our products are used, folks are not going to even be exposed to them anyway.
Well, they're not because it's, first of all, you're not exposed to the actual stuff. It's mixed with other things. But also what happens is that it reacts with the pollutant and then neither of them are there anymore, right?
Well, do we have some more time to talk about that?
We can after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Kyle Knappenberger, and he's here today to talk about a new line of products called EnviroCleanse that remove toxic chemicals and odors all around the house. And you can go see those products at EnviroCleanse.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Kyle Knappenberger. He is from Timelon Technology Acquisitions, and they have a new product line being launched today on this very radio show called EnviroCleanse that removes toxic chemicals and odors all around the house by destructive absorption. I think I got that right. I don't have it right in front of me.
That is correct.
Okay. So I had asked a question right before the break about what happens when the metal oxides come in contact with the chemicals.
That's right. And I appreciate you letting me carry that over because I think it's an important aspect of how our technology is different. And I don't know if 15 seconds would have done it justice. But
we'll take your time.
The way the metal oxides work, and as you just said, through a destructive absorption process is, you know, our materials, when they're coming into contact with these chemical pollutants, fragrances, you know, they're attacking different chemical functional groups on those particular compounds. And in many cases, it's actually tearing apart those materials, again, by attacking those different functional groups and immobilizing them on the surface and interior surface area of the metal oxide materials. So it is rendering them, you know, useless in terms of the chemicals and the fragrances, because now they are immobilized on the material. We have effectively taken them out of the air or the carpet or the item that's being washed in the laundry through that destructive adsorption process. And, you know, there's a lot of different odor materials out there, different chemical treatments out there, and a lot of times they're working through the concept of encapsulating or covering up. And in many instances, things like air fresheners or fragrances or even certain types of generators, they're releasing things out into the environment. Well, right. With a product like our OdorCleanse mobile air system, through circulating that air through that air unit, bringing it through our cartridge, we're breaking it down in our cartridge and not releasing anything back into the room or into your environment. So we are, what you want to do is, you know, mitigate those chemicals and take them out of your personal environment space. And that's what our product and technology can do.
It does, and it does it in a really effective way. I actually asked if there were some people who wanted to come on the show and talk about their experiences using these products, and we have one of them on the line, Kathleen from Michigan. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes. Yes,
hi,
I'm
Kathleen.
Here.
So what would you like to tell us about your experience with EnviroCleanse?
I'm going to tell you that George and Kyle saved my life. I had a laundry detergent that I used for 20 years, and it had changed its formula and now had a perfume scent. I tried everything I could, vinegar, baking soda, could not get the smell out of the clothes. I found OdorCleanse, now EnviroCleanse, online, talked to George and Kyle, and they said this would work. So I bought the laundry additive, and it worked on the first wash. And even when I went back to smell the shirts, thinking the smell was going to come back like it did with the vinegar, there was no smell. Yeah. So I called them back. I said, I'm now in a condo where the lady wore perfume, and the carpeting in the bedroom reeked. I said, what do you got for that? And he said, we have source treatment. So I used that on the carpeting, and that worked. So in the same condo, I now had an incinerator smell that seeped in from outdoors. I had to have a bug company come and spray for ants, and both smells were overpowering. So I called them back. I said, what do you got for that? And he says, we have a purifier. And I said, well, I've had purifiers in the past because my family smoked, and I said, after a while, they quit working. And they very, very patiently explained to me our purifier will absorb the odor and neutralize it. And so the magic word was neutralize. And he said the charcoal filters will absorb it and then eventually off-gas it. And I said, you're right. So I've used the purifier for everything from servicemen with aftershave on to anything that comes in the apartment, and it works perfectly. So I can't say enough good about them and how kind they were and explaining everything and calling me numerous times whenever I had any questions. So I tell everybody about this.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show and telling everybody about it today. I know I've been using these products too, and I know that they really are, they're the products that have been missing for years, because I had a situation where a friend of mine came to visit, and all his clothes were washed in Tide with Downy in the Tide, you know? And it got the smell out of the clothes. I mean, they were just horrible.
It's a miracle.
It is. It actually is. I mean, this is just something that I know I've been waiting for years. And so I'm really happy that they're here. And thank you so much, Kathleen, for talking with us today. So we're coming up on the break in a few minutes, but I'm going to tell you now. You can go to EnviroCleanse.com and see these products and they're giving us a special discount today. If you go between today and for the following week, you can get 20% discount on buying these products when you use the coupon code TOXICFREE20. And I'll say that again at the station breaks. It's TOXICFREE20 because this is if you have any problem with these kinds of fragrances and odors, these are the products to try. I've never seen anything like this in 30 years. And they're very specifically designed to work on things like perfume, tobacco smoke, pesticides. Kyle, we're getting close to the break, so tell us what chemicals these products have been specifically designed for.
Well, when we really, you know, to take Kathleen's example, you know, she's used a lot of our different products. Well, when we were looking at this, we really wanted to target those things that people would generally describe as fragrances, perfumes, pesticides is another one, but then also various VOCs and then other components that are in things like cigarette and smoke, because those are the ones that through, you know, our research and working with various folks in this industry, knowledge from influencers, knowledgeable folks, is that those are the things that really trigger some of the issues for folks that are dealing with multiple chemical sensitivity. A lot of different compounds, a lot of different classes, but those are the areas we specifically wanted to target.
Yeah, and those are the ones that I hear about day after day, too. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Kyle Knappenberger, and he's with Timelon Technology Acquisitions, who was just launched today, EnviroCleanse products. They're at EnviroCleanse.com. And if you go there and make a purchase today or tomorrow or anytime between now and midnight next Monday, you can get a 20% discount on your entire purchase by entering TOXICFREE20 at checkout. And we'll be right back. Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Kyle Knappenberger, and we're talking about EnviroCleanse products. It's a new product line that they're just launching today that removes toxic chemicals and odors from around the house, not adding anything, just removing the toxic chemicals and odors. Kyle, here we are at the last segment. The hour goes by so fast, but I want to make sure that we talk about the mobile unit and the difference between your using your technology and using carbon, because carbon has been the technology used in air filters for as long as I've known about air filters, for more than 30 years. But tell us why people should not be using carbon, like what the toxic aspect of it, and how your mobile unit is different.
Sure. Well, I'd like to perhaps kind of start maybe with the mobile unit first here.
And, okay.
You know, through the use of our metal oxides, through that destructive adsorption process, you know, we're bringing in those chemicals and pollutants that are in the airspace, and we are immobilizing, breaking them down and retaining them, you know, on our cartridge, which ultimately, you know, is what I think we all want to achieve, you know, in our personal environment spaces is get rid of those chemicals, air,
right,
and pollutants. And carbon is the number one thing that we often are going to be compared to, because it is an adsorbent material that, you know, has been around for quite a while. A lot of carbon-based filters or even units that utilize, you know, often maybe a couple pounds of carbon granules in them are what people are used to. And again, you know, as I mentioned earlier, talking about, you know, metal oxides, you don't want to always just lump them all together into one thing. But, you know, I don't want to do that exactly with carbon either. But the way the activated carbons and the coconut shell carbons and the way these things work is they, again, this is a simplification of it, but a lot of times they are working kind of like a sponge. And a sponge can be wrung out. It's not a destructive process like our materials, and the way that the carbons sometimes will try to overcome that is by adding chemical additives to their process to try to target different compounds or different classes, which may make them more effective against certain things or make them effective against certain things. But then they're not, they don't have necessarily the broad efficacy that our metal oxide technology does. But then they're, again, in order to do this, to have that chemical reaction mechanism, they may be adding something like a potassium permanganate or various other compounds, which themselves may not be the safest things to be, you know, putting out into your environment or having in your personal right. environment space. You know, so it's kind of the thinking, of course, that we all want to go with is let's get rid of those things, let's break them down, and let's get them out of the home or our workspace or wherever we're living. And that's what our technology is able to do. It's not going to wring them out. It's not going to fill up and then want to off-gas something to be able to take in the next thing. And that's really kind of the key difference between us and the carbon technology. And we've had a lot of experience with this, even prior to EnviroCleanse and predecessor products and different lines, because we really got this technology rolling into the home space through disaster restoration situations. And that was a market that was utilizing a lot of carbon technology, and that's where we really started to bring out this air filtration technology, was by looking at what folks were using in some of the most polluted environments. You know, what are the carbons they're using there? How are they effective? You know, are they addressing all the different aspects of negative air quality on those job sites, which allowed us to, you know, several years ago, help those situations, those disaster situations. And now we're bringing them into a different type of a disaster situation, but one that affects people that are affected by a whole host of different chemicals and have different okay. chemical sensitivities. So it's been very rewarding to evolve that over time, and then you get to hear stories like Kathleen or others like her that are dealing with these things. You know, we had an individual who contacted us here recently that got to utilize the air cartridge that we have that can actually go into a home's air filtration system, who she said, you know, I've kind of been so fatigued lately, you know, with just due to the multiple chemical sensitivity. And she said, I installed your HVAC cartridge and I could feel, she described it as, you know, I could feel my head was, you know, clearing. It was no longer foggy, you know, after a period of time. And it's just very rewarding to hear yes. those stories. Yeah. And that's why we wanted to do this with EnviroClean.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me listening to the story about how you started in disaster cleanup, which is probably the most difficult place to be removing odors, and then moving into, as you said, the disaster of indoor air quality. It is a disaster. People shouldn't be breathing this. Nobody should be breathing these things. But you're working with the most sensitive people, so that if these products work for people with MCS, they're going to work for everybody else as well. And I just want to make sure that people who are listening understand that indoor air quality affects everyone. And these products are super for people with MCS, but also so useful for people with asthma or allergies or anyone who is affected. Children with autism are affected by toxic chemicals in their environment. All kinds of illnesses have now been associated with indoor air pollution problems. And so if you have any kind of illness and you want to be cleaning up your indoor air quality, these products can certainly help you. And for many, many years, I was just always saying to people, clean up at the source, clean up at the source, clean up at the source. But I do recognize that it's sometimes difficult to, it's always difficult, I'll say, to like identify everything that's toxic in your home and clean it up all at once. And while you're going through that period of time, products like this can really help to, like, you could put in a mobile unit in your home and immediately have a lot of relief from your toxic exposures while you're identifying what are the things at the source that you need to be changing. So I think that there really is a place for these chemicals, for these products, to clean up these chemicals. And if you've got odors, then you need to have some kind of odor remover that doesn't put toxic chemicals back into the air. Like air fresheners will either use toxic perfumes or they'll actually use nerve deadening agents so that the smell is still there, but you can't smell it because it's deadened your nerves. You don't want to have that kind of stuff in your house. Things like these products are really working to destroy those toxic chemicals and those odors so that you can have a healthier, cleaner indoor home environment. So, Kyle, we've only got about 3 minutes left. So is there anything else that you'd like to say that you haven't said yet?
Well, I do want to thank you for letting me be on here to talk about these different products and the technology, because, you know, I think you summed it up very nicely there. You know, it's about addressing the sources. It's about attacking them. It's about minimizing the different chemicals, pollutants, fragrances that are in the environment.
Yes.
And utilizing these different things together, such as our EnviroCleanse Everyday Odor Eliminator, our odor neutralizing granules, using those on your different surfaces, washing your towels and your bedding and your clothing in our EnviroCleanse Laundry Enhancer. By doing those things, you're minimizing what you're putting off into your home. Having something like the OdorCleanse mobile air system or a HVAC cartridge filter, then those products are going to be able to work even better because you've got less in the air. You're then removing them in all different ways that you're living with these types of things. So it really is a system that we've taken what we've learned over many years of just dealing with general consumer odor issues and putting them into a process and a program to help folks that are dealing with, you know, environmental issues, multiple chemical sensitivity, or just general pollution issues, you know, maybe from the environment they live in, because, you know, not everybody can afford to, you know, build a chemical-free home or
right.
Maybe not chemical-free, but a home that has surfaces and content spec'd out to be, you know, perfect for them. You know, a lot of times you live because it's close to work, it's where you're from, or, you know, you move into an apartment or a home and you have to make certain concessions, but you just don't want to have to make concessions when it comes to chemical exposure. And we're here to help with that.
Well, I think that you're just going to change the whole situation about indoor air pollution now, because you've given us these tools to really take care of a lot of it. And as I said at the beginning of the show, that the EPA has said that indoor air pollution is the number one environmental health problem, number one. And so anybody interested in improving their health should be looking at what's going on in their indoor environment. And as I said, you can just like put in a mobile unit and immediately you're going to have better indoor air quality. And it's going to be removing those chemicals so that they never come back into your home. Well, end of show. Thank you so much, Kyle. I'm Deborah Lynn
Thank
Dad.
You.
You're welcome. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Be well.